With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Overseas, still the same. We've got the UN telling Israel's military, that's told some 1 million Palestinians living in Gaza, to evacuate the north ahead of an expected ground invasion against the ruling Hamas militant group. Egypt's taken unprecedented measures to prevent a breach at its borders with Gaza. A senior Egyptian security official says they've beefed up security along the borders with Gaza by deploying thousands of security forces. He said Egypt is working around the clock with Israel's allies, including the U.S. and European governments, to prevent such a ground invasion and eventually stop the war. Israel formed a unity government this week to oversee the war. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the unity government is being embraced by the vast majority of Israelis.
This will be the third national unity government we've had in our history, the first around the 1967 war, very successful. In 1984, very successful. Let's hope that this will be successful, too, and that it will continue to really address those fundamental issues that were dividing us before the war.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Social Security is going to get more. Those people on Social Security are going to see bigger checks in 2024.
Millions on Social Security will get 3.2% more in 2024. That's over $50 more every month for the average recipient, says the Social Security Administration. That's a lot less than this year's 8.7% increase, but that was brought on by record 40-year high inflation. The 3.2% increase for 2024 reflects moderating consumer prices. About 71 million people are on Social Security, including retirees, disabled people, and children. I'm Rita Foley.
Republican Steve Scalise ending his bid to become House Speaker. This is SRN News. The Church of England moves a step closer to condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official is confirmed voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The question would repeal a measure passed by the legislature earlier this year, allowing millions in state income tax to be diverted to religious and other private schools. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors in New York City rewriting their indictment against Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, along with his wife.
The new indictment charges them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment was filed in Manhattan federal court and says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator to help and influence over foreign affairs. John Scott reporting.
Two off-duty officers were shot in a parking garage at Philadelphia International Airport last night. No word on their condition. Police were searching for suspects over the night who fled in a black sport utility vehicle. The armored vehicles and SWAT teams gathered at the garage near Terminal D. More at SRNnews.com.